find the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. We bless you, O God. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. We bless you, O Lord. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. We bless you, O Lord. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. There is one we love to do. We give you praise, for you are righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as a God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there walk like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy, yes, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Faithful, faithful, faithful is the Lord. Able, able, able our God. Beloved, as we come into the presence of the Lord on this special day, as we mark the last series of Walking in Divine Obedience, which is an interactive session, Pastor will be joining us in a minute. I want you to lift up your voice that God has brought His word to us in Shiloh continually. When God's word comes to you and you appreciate God's word, beloved, what you appreciate, that is what does not get depreciated. Beloved, so God has taught us on this altar how to walk in divine obedience. And some, if not all of us, we have seen such a change in our lives. So our walk with God is no longer by assumption. We understand what it meant to be taught of God. Therefore, I want us to be thanking God for the word of God that has come even to us in the last 5 weeks. Beloved, when the word of the Lord was cast in the day of Eli, God came to a little man, a young boy called Samuel. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Whenever God showed up and revealed himself, it's always showing himself from the word of God that comes to us. Therefore, I want us as prevailers around the earth to begin to celebrate the God of this Zion. Le ekike kwasosie entranogos ishto antranobokusa ate beke kustosia andelike kwasa. It is the word of God that eliminates every restlessness. Beloved, and when the word of God comes, it terminates anything that represents unrest in our lives. It gives direction, instruction. God's word is profitable unto doctrine. God's word is profitable for us, even for rebuke, for reproof, unto the man of God is thoroughly furnished, entirely lacking nothing. And beloved, so that word of God is doing a work in us. We have seen the Holy Spirit working out in our heart how to line up with God's word. Father, we appreciate you. Ostolik ekustos osia, ezoprion dege kustosie, istule bengros osie, istondogo kustoso, ezoprion go kustosia, ingege kugoso zopron degaza, illoba goshete, meke tuato, ondelege kwato, endege kwasosia, illoba kosiato, ezoprion. ronde ke kwaso sie ilabanga gasiato ende ke ke libru so ote ende ke 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 libru so sie inde ke 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 libru so sie isto so so endo labasiate. The psalmist says, your word will I eat in my heart, so that I will not sin against you. Psalm 119, your word will I eat in my heart, so that I will not sin against you. It said in verse number 15, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. I will keep your word in focus. Beloved, and that is the decision that you and I have got to make. It says, be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law. Every time the word of God comes to us, beloved, it is God's word that is purified seven times. Beloved, our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, gets enlightened. Beloved, we see the power of the word, the transformation power of God's word. Therefore, said to the Lord, I am grateful. I appreciate your word. It's upon the custosie. In lobron the custose. Esu utodom blege siate. En graku custoso. Esu priende ke librusosie. Estondolike custoso. Esu priando custosa. In lobago custose. Esu pronde ke siato. Istula mangro siate. Istondo custosie. Illa brondege custoso. Indolo voshate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The series we're doing is such an important series. Walking in divine obedience in the last 5 weeks. You and I, we have learned so much in the presence of the Lord. So in the first series we saw, we know that the key text of this session is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 5 to 9. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he said also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was hard in that he feared. Though he were a son, yet led he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author and of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Jesus Christ shows us what it means to offer a priest, to stand in a priestly position. The word of the Lord says, he offered prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save even from death. And we saw that in Matthew chapter number 26, the word of the Lord said everything that Jesus was crying out for is submission to the will of God. He said, I am ready. It is impossible for anyone to stand in a priestly position without living a life of obedience unto the Father.
Beloved soul, Jesus showed us a pattern that you and I ought to follow. I want you to lift up your voice, because we have been taught, we have been shown an example in Christ Jesus. And beloved, he stood like a Melchizedek and submitted his own will to the will of the Father. He said, for this purpose I have come. He understood the reason for his being around to stand, beloved, for you and I as a priest that goes between you and God. And beloved, he gave his all. He submitted in obedience, showing us, the Bible says, when he prayed, the sweat of his body, beloved, was like drop of blood. He laid down his life. Obedience is a call to a life that is laid down unto God. Be acusosi and delicacuazo, nengla custoso, on dege custosa, istula prendege custoso, esupiondo la casa. Beloved, you want to say to the Lord, I'm ready, Lord. Lord, I receive grace. I don't want to be an hearer only, but a doer of your word. Lord, make me a doer of every word that I have received. Lord, that I live my life according even to that which Christ has done. Beloved, he called us his royal priesthood, his holy nation, peculiar people. Beloved, because the high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ our Lord, has shown us the pattern of
we bless you, Lord. We lift you up. Lord, we magnify your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. So we're on. We've just looked at the first scripture, the first, which are the key text, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 5 to 9. Jesus showing to us the pattern of what it takes to be obedient. And Matthew chapter number 26 showed us that in laying down his life, in submitting to the will of the Father, he gave everything that is within him, even when it was not convenient, he laid it down before the Father. He has called us his royal priesthood, his peculiar people, his holy nation. Therefore, even as Pastor begins to take this session, and you are ready with your question and answer your questions this evening, the number to call is
07939 Pastor Jira, over to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Lord, we thank you for the privilege you have given us to be part of what you are doing on earth today. Lord, even for considering us as sons and daughters of yours, what a great privilege. We that we are sons of no people, but through the cross of Christ, we have been united unto God. We that we are once alienated from him, we've been brought nigh unto him. We are his people. Lord, we appreciate you. said, you'll be a father unto us, and we shall be your sons and daughters. Lord, we thank you for lovely way you have been leading us in the course of this series of teachings as obedient children that you desire that we should be for you. Lord, we thank you for the infusion of your power and of your grace to walk in the reality of your desire for our life. Lord, we thank you for the impartations that have gone forth, the power to become all that heaven have designed us to become, the grace to live out the will of God in the now, the grace to stand for you and say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we just appreciate you for everything. We just appreciate you. We know you are speaking to us as sons and daughters. You are our Father who art in heaven. You are giving instruction from heaven so that we can begin to execute your plans and programs here on earth. Lord, you want such an attachment. You want such a union. You are bringing us to a place of closeness so that when we are one with you, as Jesus was one with you, then we can see your purposes and intention fulfilled in the land of the living. Lord, we appreciate you for everything.
Thank you, Lord.
For the praise, take all the glory.
Amen.
Take all.
Amen.
Lord, we take questions tonight and we proceed in the course of this series of teachings. Pray in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
That you will take us into the reality of that which you are speaking forth into our lives. We'll not just receive the word hearers, but doers of the work.
Amen.
The mission to be the same as you have desired. Ask in the name of Jesus, let it be released upon our life.
Amen.
If there are agrarian hearers in our life or in our hearts where we have questions, ask in the name of Jesus, let your spirit begin to answer those deep things that is in our heart. Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
Lord, we give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to just say one or two things, then we can begin to just to reflect on some of the things we've shared in the course of this series of teachings and made mention of a few things about the kind of life God has called us into. He has called us to a life of obedience. We were looking at the scripture from the book of Philippians chapter 2, and we saw that obedience is the function of the newness of God that is on the inside of us, because we are born with the nature of rebellion and disobedience to God. But as we come into Christ Jesus, God expects much from us. God wants us to obey him the way his son has obeyed him. That's why when you look at the book of Philippians chapter 2, we're looking at kind of life, victorious life, that God desired that we should live for him as his own people. And he said that when we begin to live this form of life, it is evidence that indeed we are true sons of God. One way to know the true assembly of the people of God or the place where God resides is for you to see this mark of victory in their life. And I just want to read a few things for us. From Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. He said, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love. We're talking about all of these things. You know, when we come to the assembly of the people of God, God wants us to have, you know, God wants us to be like-minded, to share the same vision, and that is the vision of Christ. We should be in one accord, having the same love for one another, the new love for one another. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but the lowliness of mind, Let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So God is laying down some precedents in the scriptures. God said we've got to embrace the mind of Christ. And so as we begin to look at Christ as a pattern son, then we begin to look at all the things that he did for us, the life that he lived, then it shows that God is not looking for anything lesser than that from us. It shows that God's expectation of us is high. He says, to whom much is given. He said, much is required. So God has a high expectation of us. God is going to judge us by a new standard. Not by what we do not know, but by Christ that we know. So Christ is the standard of God that is lifted. That is God's expectation of every believer. So we got to embrace the mind of Christ. And I just want to bring out some phrase here. He said, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So God is not just talking about death, but death of the cross. And this is a shameful kind of death. And it takes this reality of the death of Christ to bring us to the reality of the life that God really wants us to live as a believer. Praise the name of the Lord. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So Jesus is our standard of obedience. We've got to obey obedience unto the cross. I guess the Holy Spirit wants me to emphasize more on this tonight. I just say one or two things so that you are free to answer your question, because I believe God is moving us away from religiosity to true Christianity. We are moving into the mainstream of divine life, and that's what I believe that every one of us must desire. It's not everyone that goes to church that really walks in life, and it's not every pastor that can create an atmosphere of life that can really make people to walk in divine life. And I believe that it's time for us to really step into life, and we must know the border that separates the old from the new, so that we know how to cross over onto life, so that we can pass from death onto life. Praise the Lord. The Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So we should be able to navigate through the pathway of the Spirit and be able to highlight and clearly define the borderline between death and life. And I believe God is calling us unto life. Yes, God is calling us unto life. God is calling us unto life. God is calling us unto life. He said, obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And I want you to highlight that in your Bible, the word obedience unto death. That's the ultimate obedience we are talking about. Every other form of obedience is secondary, because this is the grandmother of obedience. When you disobey, you do not obey unto death of the cross, there is nothing you do for God that will be accepted unto him. The Bible says that it's nothing that is being done in the flesh. You understand? You know, that will be accepted unto God. No man can ever please God in the flesh. And I've seen a lot of Christians today, they obey a form of gospel that brings them to the experience of salvation, but they slip back into a life of disobedience. Why? Because they do not obey, they do not elevate their walk with God to a point whereby they can be obedient unto death, even death of the cross. And that's where Jesus is, you know, he's talking about those that will really follow him, those that will really be his will on earth. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want you to highlight that word, obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We're not just talking about, you know, God spoke to me and he said I should give my offering, and I gave offering of $5 million and
So that's all. That's all. No. In religion, we can do that. Religion is a low form of life. It cannot, religion cannot expose, our inward part. But it takes the light of Christ to expose our inward part. Praise the name of the Lord. In the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 6, the Bible says, God desires the truth after the inward part. So I want you to take note of that word, the inward part. So religion is about outward show of obedience. But obeying in the inward part is what God really desires from us. Anybody can follow God. You understand? Just like the Pharisee of old. And that is one thing that God really wants to correct in our life. So that we will not just be people, who are activity conscious, but people who are really willing and obedient. It's not everyone who is obedient that is really willing. Willingness is of the heart. There are times that there's no willingness, but yet we are obeying. There is movement, but we are taking our steps grudgingly. So we are not obeying from the inward part. Actually, that's the place God is taking every one of us. The place of completeness. That's the place of integrity. Following God after the inward part. There must be inner agreement before we take our steps after God. So when we submit unto God internally, then we begin to take our steps outwardly. That is what God desires from us. So I want you to take note of that word, Psalm 51, verse 6. He desires the truth after. It's not just you playing politics with the truth. And there are times you are saying the truth, but you are insincere. So it's not talking about you just walking in the truth. You understand? But you following the truth after the inward path. That's it. That's the way where that's the place whereby you have a mental concession to the truth of God's word. When your mind begins to come into agreement with the truth of God's word, because you see, there's a little we can do for God, and we cannot go too far from Him if there's no inward agreement. There must be inward agreement. As God is not forcing this on us, it's based on revelation. And when you begin to act on the revelation of Christ, then there's an inner agreement. You have a reason for doing what you are doing, taking yourself after Him. You have this inner consolation. And your mind consents to Him. And it's in full agreement with the truth of God's word. That's what I believe God is taking us to. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to highlight this word, because it talks about the fact that you don't use this. When you obey my presence, you have to obey also in my absence. Now, he said, wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. You see, when you see a man who is carrying his cross and is following God, you are going to hold that mind that man. But the strongest man and the tallest man, the man, the greatest, is the one that carries his cross and follow him. These are the people that you look down on. He said, therefore, God has highly exalted. Now, there are people who are looking for happy exaltation. They are living their life by the encomiums of men. What men will say about them? But God is the one who determines who is the greatest. Glory to God. Because He is the all-knowing God. He knows who is the greatest. Glory to God. He said the greatest among them shall be the one that serves. And when you look at the one that serves today, you understand that you're going to look down on him. He's the one everybody is throwing around. Glory to God. So this is the spirit that backs us into divine service. This is how true exaltation comes from God. Is that promotion does not come from the heat of the west? Is that promotion comes from the Lord? Is God that exalts? Is God that lifts a man? If you have a desire lifting in your life, will you like to obey God, be obedient unto death and the death of the cross? Then the devil is going to tell you that you are stupid. I believe God wants to address every issue of arrogance in our life. And that's why we must decide to allow our life to be governed by the truth of God's word. I don't care what men say. I don't care what their opinion is. I don't care the way they view me, the way they perceive me. I don't care what they think about me. Jesus will never think, will never care about what people will think about him when he's dead now and he began to wash his disciples' feet. Because, you know, he's dead to what men are thinking. He's alive to what God is saying and what God is doing. And he said, whatever I see my Father doing, that's what the Son does. In religion, you understand, there can be an outward show of obedience. Just like the practice of the Pharisees and the Sadducees before. You're going to see that it is a form of religion, it is a form of service that has a lot of outward show. Inner contamination and then outward pure purity. And God wants a change. So it has to start. Any change that's going to take place in a man's life has to start from the inside of him. That's the true mark of change. That's why you're going to see today, people are not obedient unto the cross, they are also laying hold on the claim of salvation. And the more reason why we do not see the fruit of salvation in their life is because they are not obedient unto death. They are obedient to receive salvation. But they cannot continue in obedience unto death, even the death of the cross. They cannot come to a point in their life where they say, I am crucified with Christ. That's why I say that, you see, we can be in religion and our life, you know, is void of divine life. I love the way Paul put it. He said, a grace free life. He said, I testify of the grace of God upon the church of Macedonia. How in the midst of their deep poverty, they abound in liberality. See, you can see the evidence of the cross in their life. Because this is what will birth a victorious life into us. I see a lot of people over the years, you understand, who don't understand the ministration of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 was talking about the administration of the Spirit. It said the administration of the Spirit that is of more glory. Glory to God. So, you see, the truth of Christ is the ministration of the Spirit. You know, it has to be administered by the Spirit, not just carnally, depending on our natural intelligence. That is one way we've got to know by the Spirit of the Lord how to create an atmosphere of life and how to make people to pass from death to life. This is what I mean. That is why you're going to see that the truth of death is so evident in the life of most so-called believers today. You're going to see the works of the flesh manifest. You are not going to see the fruit of life because they have not passed from death unto life. I believe the dimension of this apostolic reality is moving us away from religion so that we can begin to swim in life. Please bring it up to the place of life. Glory to God. Listen, see, we've got to not be borderline in the Spirit. We should not just experience it in our life, but by prophetic impartation that has come upon our life, we begin to pass the same unto others. Just the way if Abraham would have to sacrifice all the slaves that were born in his house. The same way we've got to circumcise the heart of the people that come in contact with us, ensure that they pass from death unto life. Paul said to the Galatians, church, my little children, of whom I shall bear before death. Glory to God. Did Christ did you pass unto life? Because Christ is life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The life of God is found in you. This is the key that unleashed terror on the kingdom of darkness. This is the key that makes you to live a victorious life in the world that abounds with all manner and multiplicity of challenges. God has promised us victory, but believers must know how to work out their salvation with trembling and fear so that they can begin to hit the fruit of salvation. Because it's as you sow that you will reap. It's not just the one that is enjoying the fruit of salvation. Yes, God has freely given us all things for our enjoyment, but we don't know how to get there. Until you step into life, you cannot enjoy God. You can't follow God with the deadness of your body. You understand? He can't move along with the flow of the Spirit. He cannot meet up with the demands of the Spirit of God. That's why, on this frequency, I believe that we should allow the Holy Ghost to teach us the things of Christ, the things of God, the things of eternal life. So I want to permit me for this digression in the Spirit. I believe that is so strong in my heart. Praise the Lord. Because we are doing away with religion, we are stepping onto divine life. And the Bible says, few are they that find it. The path of righteousness is the path of life. The good shepherd leads us in the path of righteousness. Glory to God. So if we are indeed following the shepherd of our soul, he will lead us in the path of righteousness. And then we cry to God. He said, open unto me the gates of righteousness that I might enter in. Glory to God. Even though he felt the pain of the cross in his body, he said, I shall not die, but need to declare the works of the Lord. You cannot declare the works of the Lord until you pass from death unto life. Most times you think you are going to die when God wants to hold you by the hand and move you away from death unto life. But being said, you know, even though God has really afflicted me, even though I've been through pains in my life, he said, but I shall not die, but live to declare. See, there's no way you can declare the works of the Lord if you have not stepped into life. And that is the truth that the devil does not know. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that if the prince of this world would have known, he wouldn't have crucified the King of Glory. If he had known that this is what we translate to his defeat, and we translate to my own victory, he would have done that. The devil don't know everything. The devil has limited understanding. That is why we must begin to develop insight into the technology that is designed for our glorification before the world began. It's the wisdom of God. Wisdom of God is God, the technology of God. When we begin to tap into these, then we can live a glorious life that God desires. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. A church that manifests his power and glory. A church that allows Christ to live his life to them. Victorious life is where Christ begins to live his life through you. And until we are obedient unto death, the death of the cross, there is no way we can step into that order of life. Glory to God. So Jesus is the example. You see the key to exaltation. In the course of this series of teachings, we will highlight the fact that that's the key to dominion. That's the key to spiritual authority. Authority must be established, you know, on the truth position. We must be one with the truth before we can authenticate and validate position of authority. So, see, you might have taught yourself that the one who sat at the table and is being, you know, is being served is the one that has authority because he controls people around. But the one who has authority is the one that serves. The ways of God are different from the ways of man. That's the life that God really wants us to live, and it's called a victorious life, a winning life, a reigning life, a new kind of life. God wants to birth a new humanity in us. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are going somewhere. We are going somewhere. So see, this is going to be overstretched. We are going to go for another 6 weeks. By the grace of God, and allow God to give us insight into this technology. Because the technology designed before the world began for our glorification. So it's waiting for discovery so that we can begin to walk in the reality of it. I said, you begin to ask, what is this technology all about? It's hidden from the wise and the prudent. Those who think they know, they cannot know by wisdom, by natural wisdom. By natural intelligence, they cannot know this. Well, we know these things by the Spirit of God. If you want the devil to really back off from your life, you must step into this technology. This goes beyond somebody laying hands on you. This goes beyond somebody blowing hair on your head. This is you walking out your salvation. Because I see a lot of Christians, they'll say, well, I'm even tired of people. Everything that God promised me, I've not been enjoying it. I don't know. There's no peace for me. There's no joy for me. There's no peace for me. You understand? This for me, it's not a mango fruit that you just go and pluck. You're in the dark. You've got to work it out. You've got to make your calling and election a reality. You no longer decide. You work it out. I remember in those days when we taught in the secondary school, I always tell people that I don't like mathematics so much. Because I don't even like mathematics. Not either so much or no much. Praise God. And you see, we use a book in the secondary school because it's general mathematics. And at the back of the general mathematics, you know that, you're going to see the answer to all the equations. So that's the answer. That's the answer. Glory to God. And you know what? You understand? Because we are so mischievous. Every time they give us the wrong assignment, you understand, we just say, well, we just write the question and go to the back of general mathematics, you understand, and just put the answer. And you know, there's something about mathematics. How did you arrive at the answer? You've got to work it out. You work it through to the answer. By the time you get to it, like the answer itself will come out without copying it. But we are copying it. That's the way a lot of believers are living their life today. They are living a kind of artificial life. They are living like, you know, they are living a fundamental life. A life that doesn't have life itself, that is not connected to divine life. Praise the name of the Lord. Please take note of this word, because it's a very strong word, I believe God is saying. Religion is about outward show of obedience, but obeying in the inward path. Willing obedience is what God is calling us to. Psalm 51, verse 6, is desire the truth after the inward path. So we are talking about an inward position. Most times we make mistakes of the head, but we make a decision in our heart. That's why your time is all about your heart. Even when you are wrong in the head, God, Jesus knew that Peter was wrong in the head. But he had a resolve in his heart to follow the law. From the beginning of his walk with God, you understand, he has always searched for what God said. He said, nevertheless, as I walk, even though it conflicts with my own, you know, experience and many years of being a fisherman, and all of those stuff, you know, yet nevertheless, as I walk. You see, there's time for you to want to stray away at the point. But because you have a good heart, you have a heart that is willing to walk in the will of God, you understand? Even when you go astray, your heart will bring you back to order.
That's right.
These are foundational things that we must master in our heart. So, my following God, is it just because of this and that, or because I had an encounter with the revelation of Christ? I had an encounter with Christ and his crucified. And you see, I see a lot of evangelists who are not preaching that Christ. Paul said when he got to Galatians church in Galatians chapter 3, he said, oh, you foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you and make you to stop obeying the truth. That what is the truth there? The truth about how to step into life. John 14, the Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except. Glory to God. And I love the kind of coinage that the Holy Ghost gives to me many years back. He said, the truth of the matter is this. There's only one path. There's only one way that leads to divine life. And it's the way of death. And that's the truth that most people don't want to hear today. They are not obedient unto them, so they have not stepped into life. So their walk with God has now become a struggle. We become so mechanical in our walk with God. He said, before you, Christ was graphically displayed. He was set forth before you as being crucified. What is so important about presenting Christ as being crucified? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it says the same thing to them. He said, I don't want to hear any other thing among you, but Christ and Him crucified. So why are we running away from the message of the cross? Knowing fully well that that's the power of God unto salvation. We want to get people into our church, but we don't want to bring them into the reality of divine life. And that's why the corruption, you know, in the soul of men who are kept to step into life within the church enclaves, you understand, is fouling the whole atmosphere and creating trouble for pastors. Pastors have a lot of troubles to manage because the corrupt nature is going wings every day. They have not parted way with the loss of their flesh. The corruption continue, you know, to multiply, you understand, in a geometric proportion. Simply because, you understand, we've not embraced the truth of Christ. Because that is what we stay in the realm. Glory to God. He said, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love. Your love means your personal desire. With the obedience unto the cross, you understand, and you have crucified the Christ. What happened? You escape that form of life. That's why the Bible says, you know, because you have the truth in you, you have overcome the world. Oh, you need to choose it. You have overcome the world. You see, if there is love, desire for other things inside of you, you cannot overcome the world. So we are struggling to overcome the world. We are trying to overcome the world scientifically. We are trying to overcome the world technologically. We are trying to overcome the world, put the forces of evil under control by technological means. But what we arrest the whole sword of evil is the power of the cross. The devil is handicapped and is bound forever. That was the way Jesus did it. He is bringing many sons of the glory. His expectation is not less. He takes no other way. That's the way of the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the gospel is not all about what you can take. It's talking all about what you've got to give, what you've got to lay down.
That's right.
What you bring to God at the barbecue. I say, Lord, let it now rise up to God at the system is trouble. Let it go. I count all these as done. I count because those things you don't count as done, you understand, that is important. That is your own, you know, desire and love for self-realization that the things are going to trouble you in the course of your walk with God. You see, I pray to God, I say, Lord, I don't want to pastor a kind of a church, you understand, right? And we have these volumes of these machinations of people manifesting on the flesh to manage. But as you begin, it's a problem for the heavy church. People who want to make themselves known to other people. People want to draw followers after themselves. You understand? For to move. He said, come my departure, everyone who's the cross, don't like at any church. But the message of the cross will not allow, you see, it will not change them. They can't find expression. Because in the church of Christ, you understand, we don't live unto ourselves. And they can't find it. He said, they will not draw followership after themselves. So it's not as if those who have been under prayer before. I said, now we want to be free. That's why God said, stand and believe that we are in Christ and may be free. That's what that freedom. That is different from this. Freedom you have is the liberty to do the will of God. Now, you are free from the flesh. That's what we call the liberty of the sons of God. You are free from the dominion of darkness. You are free from the dominion of your flesh. You are free from the law. You are under grace. Hallelujah. So you are free. Stand in that liberty. Even though people say you are stupid, people say you don't know what you are doing. Glory to God for keep singing to them. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Not high, but Christ has buried me. That's a victorious life is Christ living in you. It's not all about what you do, but what Christ is able to do through your life.
Amen.
And God said he's able to do exceedingly above and beyond of all. What we have to think of according to the measure of his power. What is it that releases the power is for you? Cross. The deeper the cross, the deeper the power release.
Yes, sir.
And the gospel is not all about words. It's all about power. I believe God is bringing us to a position of demonstration of the power of God. Praise the Lord. But let's read it and just highlight this truth here. So embrace the mind of Christ. Verse 10. That in the name of Jesus, everything should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. I'm reading from Philippians chapter 2. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. With fear and trembling, he's not talking about negative fear there. When you love God, you will fear him. Glory to God. Now, if there's anybody that's so dear to you, you understand, see, that this kind of reference you have for that person, regard. And trembling. In other words, you are being cautious. You are walking according to the other. You are only seeking to please that man. You are seeking, you don't want to frustrate the process. You don't want to mess up the process. You don't want to compromise the order of God. Walk it out with fear and trembling. Not only fear, but work it out with fear and trembling. That's something you will need to work out in your life. Glory to God. This is not something you can contract onto other people. For it is God which worketh in you what to will and to do of his good purpose. I don't know how close you want to be to God. Because to the God, I want to be close unto you. I want to be in your presence. I want to serve you with all of my heart. That's something God is doing in you. The hero of the cross is the hero of the heart. Love is not of the head, it's of the heart. It's battered into our heart by a true reality that cannot be fortified by the devil. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that's why your faith must rest in this truth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do all things without memory and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of the crooked and perverse nation, and what will you shine as light in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. I am going to see a lot of pastors that are going to labor in vain. Because they have not led their people to step into life. Speak to me, if you have not been to Calvary, you understand. You cannot lead others to that mountain. Glory to God. That's why Jesus said to Peter, he said, you love me more than these things because that's the way I want you to lead my people. you can't preach thoughts, you understand, that make people to pass from death unto life. That's why I'm challenging you hearers of this word tonight, that I need for you to step into life. God has called us to life and relationship with him. God said in him was life, and the light was the light of all men.
Amen.
We've got to step into this life as a new baptism in our life. And this is only possible as we are obedient unto death. Death of the cross. That's the key to a victorious life. Amen. When we die to self, when we die to our natural desire. That's why Jesus said, whosoever will come after me, he must deny himself. Pick up his cross. That's a message that is not of God today. It's not of the kingdom of God. The gospel of seven dozen. The gospel of Christ is the gospel of self-denial. Deny himself. Pick up his cross and follow me. Hallelujah. And follow me. Now, trust me with your life. I want to move you away from yourself. I want to suppress you and disconnect you from self. That love must be dethroned in your life so that God's love can feel your heart, but can occupy the throne of your life of your heart and begin to rule and reign. And then the peace will begin to flow unto every area of your life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's why when the message of the cross is clearly understood, it releases you into the fullness of God's plan for your life. Glory to God. It's clearly understood. We allow ourselves to be taught by the Spirit. Paul said, nobody taught me this day, I was taught by the Spirit. And the Bible said, they shall be taught from the Lord, and grace shall be their strength. But you understand the intricacy of the message of the cross. The message of the cross is not all about, it was something preached with a stroke of legality. We've flogged the rod of the cross. You understand? We wipe the people with the rod of the cross by the grace of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's God that is holding the rod.
That's right.
Not legality. Not to the extent of duty. That's why God is telling us, they're running away from the message. They say, no, I don't want the message of the cross. It's foolishness to a lot of people. Why? Because they don't know that's the power that initiate their exit from the dominion of darkness to the dominion of God, the Son. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you don't understand it, you're going to begin to seek to make the offense of the cross to see your life. You cannot continue in the love of God for your life. You cannot continue with the divine obedience. See, the way God really wants to love you, he will not give him the opportunity to love you. Because every word of obedience, you are going to turn it down. Because your flesh will definitely not want to agree with the truth of God's word. Don't ever forget that we are not ashamed of the cross of Christ.
Yes,
for it's the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
And God said, this salvation, you've got to walk it out. You've got to walk it out. What are we going to walk out? How do I step into life? There's something I've got to walk out. I've got to be obedient to the truth about denying myself, picking up my cross, and following him. Picking up your cross means, it's a sign of death to self. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Even though it may look so shameful, so ridiculous in the sight of men, you understand, but yet you are following God all the way. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. Please let me watch your time, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Okay, I think 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
14.
Verse 14. Now, he said, I see. He said, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we doth judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Therefore, henceforth know ye no man after the flesh. Yes. Ye know we have known Christ after the flesh, yet. Now, henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is a new creature. Then how do you walk it out? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if God, the truth about the message of the cross must be clearly understood before we can be released into the new creation reality. Because the truth about the new creation is that all things have passed away. How do you pass away? Then without them, can you pass away? But that's what the truth says, but we are not continuing in the truth. We are not obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross So when we disobey the truth, he says, oh, you foolish Galatians, you know, who have bewitched you that you have stopped obeying the truth? They are still coming to church, but they are not embracing the cross. Mm-hmm. If you want to step on their way, they will whisk you away. They are going for their self-interest. They don't want to use their life to serve anybody. They want everybody to serve them. They are looking for what they will get when they come. They are not constrained. They say, who has bewitched you? Yes. See, because they want to step down from the cross. You see, the intent is for you to gain material benefits. So they are not using the material blessing to measure their, look, to measure the investment of God in their life. If you started in the flesh, you started in the spirit, you want to end up in the flesh. You're not thinking about how the life of God will increase in your life in a geometric proportion. You're not thinking about how much money you can make. You're not thinking about how many lives you can save. Those who carry the cross, their life is nothing to that. He said, I made myself to become all things unto all men that I may save some. So that I may gain the more for Christ. You understand? This man is going to lose some stuff. He's going to deny himself of some benefits, some privileges. And now, by the time you begin to use those privileges to measure, not knowing that it's only the man that God exalted that is exalted, not a man that exalted himself. We praise a lot of people today because they plant the heel of self-exaltation. Listen, only God is the one who leads the man. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, for if you seek me, it will lift you up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, no, no, no. Jesus, I'm putting stuff under the mighty hand of God. In due season. You see, during the time when he humbled himself under the mighty hand of God, the devil was beginning to make mockery of him. So he's gone. They're going to cross a toast over him. And they come up to that stupid talk and begin to recite some of the things he has said, making fun of him and all of those things. But in due season, what happened? He triumphed over them. Of the principalities and power, he manifested the show of them. He overcome them. This is the technology designed for that glorification. The devil begins to get into him. This touch this life today, not for it. If there are cause that you may have life, take it to me. How do we charge the cause to step into life? We have more evil going on in the church than we have going on in the world. Why? Because the church have not repented. They claim to be new creation, but there's nothing new about the way they are living. What will back the new creation reality to our life when you understand this truth? That's why I pray that your eyes of understanding may enlighten. That we know the depth, the height, the length, and the breadth of the love of God. That back this knowledge. Because there's something that is communicating, it's love. Christ and his crucified is communicating the love of God. Listen to me, that is the password into your heart, and that is the password to access the heavenly. Because the way to come, you understand? Outside the hole that been taken out of the way, he initiated a new way through which we can approach God. If the love of God is in your heart, heaven will be so close to you. You access heaven. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me, even the Old Testament, Joseph, who was cooling off in a time of that servitude, that slavery. He said, I cannot do this against my God. It's the love of God. He has acted. God was present there. And he knew. Paul found himself in the midst of a tragic situation. In Acts 27, he said, the angel of the Lord, who's a hell, whom I saw upon anybody, he said, he stood by me. What is it that initiates the kind of closeness? How many of you want to be close to God? I want to say, I want me and them to help. And God's not going to separate you from the flesh. Because only a man separates them from the flesh so that they are connected to the heaven. The moment your heart is open, you are open to a new reality.
Amen.
I want to ask you today, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become me. You know, so how did it become me? It's like you are traveling from Nigeria to India, and you are in the place, you understand? By the time you open your eyes, you have to come out of where? I'm in a new place, in a new world. And that is what the cross is to a believer. It's translates you to a new world, a new dimension, your approach to life, what you see, and everything inside of you is going to change. You are hoping for a new world. This is a mistake for us to try to enter into his rest. There's another rest for the people of God.
Amen.
That is where they can rest from their labor. And stop striving and stop struggling. He said, come unto me, O ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is also a promise. And in other words, come unto me, O ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will teach you. When I teach you, you will have rest. And if you don't have rest, there's no way you can continue in the plan of God for your life. And that's what God is saying to us. Come and die. Because if you know that the greatest food God can do for us is the cross. Why did you stop obeying the truth? It's just because we not need something, because of what the world will think about you, because of what you are going to lose, because of that. Listen, that is why you don't look, because you don't judge a faithful man by the happiness in his life. The Bible says that a vine that is producing fruit, the one who is fruitful, a fruitful branch, God will give a reproof so they can bring forth much more fruit. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, those who are hoping for a better resurrection, they were persecuted. The world was not worthy of them. Some of them were flies, were roasted to death. And others, they were faithful. They remained faithful to God. That's because they are, oh no, see what is happening to God is not faithful to God. Yes, I know. The reward of faithfulness is God. Men who are looking for God, they know what God has to offer. Godliness is not a means for financial gain. Because when you begin to measure yourself that way, you understand, you are going to throw away the cross. You are going to throw caution into the wind. That's why you are going to see believers doing things that unbelievers do not do today. That's why, you know, that you see, we don't have any restraint in our lives. We don't know if God wants to exalt us in the spirit. God wants us to command respect in the spirit. God wants us to command a means of authority, share power in the spirit, share strong with him. In the spirit. Come on, guys, and come up here. You can't come up until you die here. Unless the cloud of wind falls on the ground and above and die. It abides alone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's something God is working out. For it's God that works in you. I will share the testimony of what God is doing for me, but I want to share the testimony of what God is doing in me.
Yes.
God said, I glory not in nothing else. I glory in the cross. Because through the cross of Christ, I am dead to the world, and the world is dead unto me.
Yes.
He said, not circumcision or not circumcision. What is important is new creation. The fruit of your life. If you are living dead, behold that God, you have become a new creature, then show me the fruit. Praise the name of the Lord. This is what will release us of the purpose and destiny. He says, knowing that one died, that's the cross. It's knowing the message of the cross. Let it. You see, we have to keep hammering it because our churches are testers of life.
That's right.
We want to connect them to life and relationship, not to prosperity. Prosperity will finish. Money will finish. Every other thing will go. What makes you to command authority is the life of God within you. You put every situation under control. Paul was shaking, he was moved. He said, I tried to be broken into pieces, but yeah! What if I can put all the life situation under control? And that will not change him. What is supposed to release curses on people? He said, I pray that this will not be laid against you. It will be charged because of the volume of life that was on the inside of him. He said, God is saying, Jesus did not to die. Come and rest. You've done enough. Come and rest.
God
live us to me, you're in a level. And every living.
Yes.
And I will give you rest. My friend tells me a lot of things about God. I'm going to lay you to rest. I'm going to cause you to rest on the truth of God's word. I'm going to let you rely on the truth of God's word. I don't care what you say to me, but I care so much about what God is saying. I consider God. I'm not my brain. I'm not the society I believe. I'm popular opinion of men. Not the trend of my generation. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For this message of rest. We said there's another rest for the people of God.
That's right.
He said, strive to enter into this rest.
Mm.
You do your best to die. Just die once. He died once. and he lived the rest of his life to serve the purpose of God. Have you access to this truth? You know, they always speak about our weapon of war and all kind of, we don't talk about the cross. It's a faith. Every single person can pray. It's a faith. Every single person can pray. When you are not standing in the position of the cross, you know, there's no prayer you pray. It's a sexual prayer.
Mm.
It's an adulterer that is standing before God and praying, asking for things that will lavish upon his own, you know, selfish desire.
Yes.
God is coming up all from the lust for self-realization. The spirit that is killing a lot of people in the world today. God says you can live a separate, you can distinguish yourself. Men are dying under the yoke of the lust of desperation. Desperation. They want to become things they want to become. Things that they don't want to be the child of the world. It's killing them. God says, live differently. Live a cup of life. Don't complain. When you have understanding, you will not complain. You know, when our brother said, he said, when you know the reason, you can go through the season. We have thoughts of that one. When strangers come into our midst and attack, you see, they need the apostolic faith before they begin to understand the truth of God's word. Because they walk to throw in the same frequency. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you praise and glory. This is just what you want for us. You just want us to like it and begin to talk about how men are going to spend it for life. You see, look, for years, most of us, we abide the dead. What is the living looking for among the dead? He said, they shall hear the voice of the Lord on that day. They will step out of the dead and they will come to life. He said, you shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way for life. And you will not mind looking at the dead. Whatever thing you have exalted in your life that has become an idol in your life, you are ready to cut off of those things. You shall hear his voice. What is God saying today? Come on now. So that you can rest from your labor.
Mm.
You don't serve God by struggling. You serve him by revelation.
Amen.
He's the one who will do it. He's the one who will work it out. He's the doer. So say, my Father is the doer.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The drawer of his word. Give you praise, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You don't serve God by struggling, but by revelation. Don't serve God by struggling.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They never have lost the battle. Hear the praise of this one will have known. Glory to God, Lord. We praise you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my brain has a lot of food. Let your death can deliver us from our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
How much to deliver us from the wrath to come.
Yes.
You don't only want to bring us first of death, to deliver us from our sins, but to make us to step into life.
Yes, Lord.
The newness of overshadowing over the deadness of our flesh that will make Christ to be made manifest in our mortal body.
Amen.
Give me praise and
thank you, Lord.
Give wings to your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give your people, give them insight.
Amen.
Give them a teachable heart.
Amen.
Give them reason to be spiritually informed and educated.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, they are uneducated mind. Even when they think that they know, that they will know that they know it not as they ought to know. Thank you, Lord, and Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Because pioneers of bringing men from death to life.
Yes, Lord.
We want life. We want life in our ministry. We want our neighbors to live by divine life.
Yes.
We want them to be shared of what life has come to offer. They have come to give you life. Life means dominion, it means power, it means everything. We are working out our salvation with trembling and with fear.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we work. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
What a word. Father, we thank you tonight for your servant that you have used. Thank you for out of the abundance of your supply of the Spirit, he has imparted life unto every ear tonight. In the name of Jesus, therefore, we receive the engrafted word of God that is able to save our soul. Therefore, as we depart even from this altar, I decree and declare by the sent word of God, every lies, everything that is contrary to the word of God that we have eaten in our heart over time, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that God's word will begin to alter them tonight in the name of Jesus, that the Christ, the Son of the living God, that a power of resurrection will be made alive in us even as we submit and totally yield even to the working of your Spirit in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the Prevailers Church Network around the earth. Therefore, we send for everyone tonight as agents of change, men and women that will raise other men up and other women up, and that Christ will be visibly seen and expressed through every life of the Prevailers around the world in the name of Jesus. We thank you, but we are in such a season and a time like this because you have kept us for this time. Therefore, we receive grace to continue to pursue eternal life, to continue to pursue the things of the Spirit, to continue to pursue obedience to your word, and to follow after the way that you have mapped out for us in Christ Jesus. Thank you, our Father. We give you praise. Lord, we bless Pastor Dero tonight, Lord, with an unction to continue to function with great grace. Lord, it is multiplied unto him in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that even through that vessel that you have ordained and raised for such a time like this, you will cause multitude to hear the word of salvation and the word of redemption and be aligned with Christ, embracing the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, having full understanding of the message of the cross, and living alive now until eternity on the integrity of your word. We give you praise, for we are prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Beloved, just a quick reminder.